Okay, guys, it's time for another episode of The Great Debates. I'm here with two smart dudes. They've got their glasses of water, they got their microphones, and they're ready to go. Today's topic, which you can vote on, the results of the debate, by the way, at greatdebates69@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter at greatdebates69. Today's topic, Weird Al is not terrible.
Whoa.
So on the table is Weird Al is not terrible.
Right, and I'm going to argue the affirmative side, so I'll be arguing Weird Al is not terrible.
Let's take a second, just remove the debate for a second.
All right.
What do you think of Weird Al?
I think he's okay.
That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah.
But you're going to argue that he's not terrible, and
yes.
I'm going to have to argue that he is terrible.
To win, I'll have to prove that he's not terrible.
That's right.
So if you even leave a doubt in the listener's mind that he might be terrible,
right?
They're going to be torn on how
to vote. I believe the onus is on you. You need to prove that he's not terrible.
Yeah, right? Okay. I agree. Yeah.
All right, opening. So we're going to do an opening statement, then free skate, and then closing argument. Healy,
you guys know how this works. Opening argument, free skate, closing argument.
Okay, so go ahead, Healy. What do you got?
Well, I think that Weird Al is great. He's a...
You just told me you think he's okay.
You're not allowed to use non-debate
comments. Okay, you're right. That was you're right. I'm out of bounds there, and I apologize.
In the safe period when we determine what we're debating...
You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
I think that Weird Al is great. He does really funny parodies. He's been good for about 20 years, which is astounding. Like, I remember from my childhood, kids coming in with that Weird Al tape being like, you've got to hear this. It's called Another One Rides the Bus. It's a parody of a song I maybe hadn't even heard yet called Another One Bites the Dust. Kids would play it, and we would laugh at this guy who was just getting it. He was speaking to us on our level. Now, 20 years later, is he still speaking to me at the same level? No. When I saw Tacky, did I think it was like the height of hilarious comedy? No. But it was really pleasant and sunny and enjoyable. It was well performed. The songs are always very well orchestrated, well put together, well timed. The video was fun. There's a lot of surprise guest appearances. I think Margaret Cho was in the video. Is that right? I can't remember who was in
which video?
In the Tacky video.
I think
where he's
Cho
going through an apartment
appearance.
Building. Pretty cool shot. Well,
all
done.
The legends were there. Cho, yeah. Stone Street, and Jack Black,
and he gets
Aisha Tyler.
He gets permission from all these great performers to do versions of his songs because they love him so much. Being parodied by Weird Al is now like part of the fun of having a great pop song and being a great pop musician. It's a sign that you've reached that stratosphere of pop success, and people love it because they love Weird Al. He's this great American character. He's part of the wonderful canon of American comedy and delight and children's entertainment.
Weird Al is not terrible. Weird Al is terrible. He's the king of first thought comedy, which is the enemy of good comedy. He is, his parodies are overly simplistic. His rhymes are shitty and weak, and he's not a clever lyricist. He is, for someone who has dedicated their life to the art of parody and satire, he is bad at it. There is no... Look. Every time you hear a song that he's parodied, it's like, this time it's Tacky, right? Tacky was a parody of Happy, I think. Is that right? Pharrell song? Okay. And then he also did... What was the parody of Fancy he did? Handy.
That was like he was fixing stuff?
I think so.
I didn't see Handy or hear it.
Oh, you'd love it.
It sounds funny.
Oh, no, I'm joking. It's terrible.
Is he still
in my opening statement. Okay. I'm sorry I opened up. But here's the point. If you say, like, what's a parody of Happy that you could do to anyone, if you give them 3 minutes, they would come up with a better parody than Tacky, which didn't even make sense. It was about how...
What's your better version?
Can I have 3 minutes?
Yeah, I'll ask you in free skate.
Okay.
Be prepared.
Okay, all right. Give me 3 minutes. Lackey, I'm a lackey. And it's a song about a guy who's just like a yes man.
No, that's worse.
Well, give me 3 minutes. I'm getting there.
The first thought would be crappy, which he didn't do.
Oh, right. I made the mistake of making a parody of Tacky. That's a great point, Healy. He didn't even rhyme the song with happy. He rhymed it with Aki.
You can finish your opening statement if you want.
Need to. It's so clear that he's...
Because you're all over the place. You're all over the place.
Keep going.
First, you're saying that he's the king of first thought comedy.
Yes, that's correct.
So the first thought you would think of if you were doing a parody of Happy is crappy, which you would basically just admit.
No, he's so bad that his first thought is worse than the average comedian's first thought.
How could his first thought... Tacky is not your first thought. Like, Weird Al is such an interesting mind that he really wants to satirize the idea of being tacky, which, by the way, is kind of hard to parody. And Weird Al himself has this lunatic haircut and wears crazy sport coats and stuff. He himself is bringing tackiness, like that's part of what he sells, is a parody of tackiness. So his song Tacky is pioneering.
You don't believe this.
It's a parody of himself.
Healy, I'd like to quote some of the lyrics that you find pioneering.
Okay, I just want to say to our listeners, Dave has access to the internet right now. I do not. So you can use your phone if you want. Freehand.
I think this should be entered as evidence that both of us can debate.
Okay.
I haven't looked at this.
I'd love to hear what Weird Al's biggest songs are. I think I'm forgetting a lot of his great hits.
His big hits are like Eat It. I mean, it was the Michael Jackson era. Eat It and Fat. Another reason why he's bad is that his first thought, he always just goes to food. Eat It and Fat are like the same thing.
Yeah, but kids love that. They think it's hilarious.
That's another point that people say is that he's not for you. He's a children's entertainer. I have two objections to this. The first of which is that people of our age continue to collaborate with him and give him a forum and put him on the same plane as other comedians. Like, for example, he gets, he's on Tim and Eric's show and that kind of thing.
Weird Al, I strongly believe Weird Al is better than Tim and Eric.
Healy, I'm going to let that slide because you don't have to prove that, and I feel bad for you that you put that in there.
Tim and Eric, their comedy is obnoxious and abrasive, and it's not that funny, and Weird Al is like, he sells millions of records.
What are you doing right now? Why are you trying to make enemies on a debate about Weird Al Yankovic?
I'm just trying to stir the pot here. I mean, you threw Tim and Eric out there. I'm saying, look, they're cool, they're kind of doing interesting, groundbreaking stuff, but Weird Al, meanwhile, is entertaining the millions. Get out of L.A. for once, Dave. Get out of Los Feliz or Silver Lake or wherever the fuck you live. Go out to America. Bring a Weird Al record and see if it doesn't put a smile on people's face.
Okay, Healy, so now we're back to the populist argument, right? This is the same thing we talked about, I forget, with when we started arguing about McDonald's. I don't even remember what the topic
was. A lot of our arguments come down to,
to quote Sheryl Crow, if it makes you happy, right?
If it makes you tacky, it would be Weird Al's version of that song.
Oh, my God. That was terrible. But just to go back to the earlier point, people say, oh, he's a children's entertainer.
Yeah.
There are better children's entertainers. There are children's entertainers who are either funnier or more thoughtful or better at their craft.
Name one.
I don't know, Rafi. I don't know children.
No, Rafi stinks.
Well, certainly They Might Be Giants. Certainly the turn that They Might Be Giants has taken as children's entertainers are more musically interesting, are more creative, are
funnier.
Which
one do kids want to listen to? You want to listen to James K. Polk by They Might Be Giants kids, or would you rather listen to Eat It or Another One Rides the Bus?
Well,
or Fat.
Okay.
Jokes about fatzos and being on the bus.
The point isn't which would they rather listen to. The point is which is better, which isn't terrible.
What was his Thriller parody?
I don't remember. We can look it up in a second.
I feel like I'm not servicing Weird Al as well as I should because I don't remember a lot of his great hits.
Well, because he's terrible.
Well, they're not. If they were terrible, they would stick in my craw as being really memorably bad, and that's not the case. I just remember them as this guy is providing me with every so often. I hear there's a new Weird Al song on. I listen to it. I have a few laughs. My friends email it around. My dad maybe sends it to me. We have some fun. What's terrible about that, Dave? Dave?
What? I'm looking up his parody of Thriller. But it's the same thing that's terrible about McDonald's. It's not good for you. It's bad. There are better alternatives. Your point was, hey, which one could rather watch? Well, kids aren't that good necessarily at making decisions about what's good and what's bad.
What kind of argument is this? Do you really think kids have to listen to like challenging pop music, or can they just have some fun?
Not at all.
Can they just listen to Eat It and laugh and have fun and share with their friends?
If a kid wants to play with his iPad all day, what's wrong with that, right?
What do you want them to be listening to? Fucking Nixon in China by John Adams?
Yeah, that'd be,
like
I mean,
the death of Klinghoffer.
Which would you rather your kid listen to? Fucking Eat It or Nixon in China?
If my kid was listening to Nixon in China, I'd be like, this kid is a weirdo. He needs to get some friends and just listen to a Weird Al record and chill out and drink Pepsi and have fun.
Healy, I'm going to tell you what his parody of Thriller was, and I can already see this is going to backfire on me because you're going to laugh hysterically because it's so absurd.
Okay.
The song, he recorded a song called Nature Trail to Hell.
Oh, right. Yeah,
and it was on the album Weird Al Yankovic in 3D.
Yeah.
Here's the detail that you need to know. It was actually an original song in the style of Michael Jackson's Thriller and or Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven. Here's the key.
Okay.
In parentheses, yep, according to Wikipedia, it contains the hidden intentional backwards message. Satan eats cheese whiz. That's the message that he chose. I lost. I've
debate
lost.
Over. Guys, I've lost. If you think Weird Al is not terrible, go ahead and email that. You can email greatdebate69@gmail.com. Or we also have we've decided to accept votes by tweet or by Instagram comment. You can comment if you see the topic on the Great Debates Instagram. I think it's Great Debates 69.
No one's voting. We don't need to publicize this. It doesn't matter. But vote if you want.
Well, okay, let me explain the Instagram voting policy, please.
Sure.
If you see the topic on Instagram, you can vote in the comments. Those votes will be collected and added to the Twitter.
Oh, that's great. I'm so glad we got that out there for the hundreds of thousands of people who are going to vote. Okay, can we come back? Listen, I don't want to give up that easily.
Oh,
I feel
okay.
bad about what
All
I
right.
did. Satan Eats Cheese Whiz makes me laugh because it is so bad as a comedy idea.
Bad? Okay, but is it terrible?
Yes, it's terrible. It's so terrible. The idea that he would think...
I mean, we're all laughing.
We are, but
even,
we're not...
Even usually calm, cool, collected moderator Dan Medina is in hysterics right now.
I don't think he's laughing, though, because he thinks Satan Eats Cheese Whiz is good or funny. I think it's like the idea that someone would put that on an album thinking that's funny.
All interesting artists, like Tim and Eric, are going to be challenging and abrasive. Like, they're going to be doing pretty weird out there stuff. You're not sure what to make of it. That doesn't mean they're terrible. Terrible is the wrong word we should throw at artists.
In fact, I would say, well, I can't believe that are you trying to argue that Weird Al is like challenging and abrasive?
Yeah, I'm learning that now as I hear about Cheese Whiz. Yeah, that's cool. Interesting art.
You find that challenging?
Put a backwards message on his album?
Oh my God. I don't even know how to respond. I mean, that's... you're saying that it's like, oh man, fuck, that's crazy. I'm really challenged by this. Listen, man. Hey, Doug, play that album backwards. What did that say?
You know that you're manipulating what I'm saying.
Satan Eats Cheese Whiz. This challenges all the paradigms.
Are you amusing yourself?
Blast.
That's the point of a podcast, I guess, to you, too. The host should amuse themselves.
My point is
to
fucking win.
I'm trying to appeal to the listeners.
Uh-huh.
And when Weird Al does something like that, we laugh because it's so wacky and odd and strange, so weird, that we have fun and we laugh and it makes us think in a new, fresh way. That's what makes him a cool, interesting artist. It's not even... I don't even give it to him on the grace of the fact that he entertains and puts a smile on everybody's face. Give it to him on the idea that he just makes you see the world a little bit different. You listen to Weird Al's take on a song, you go back into the world, and, you know, everything seems a little bit different. You listen to Tacky, you walk around, suddenly the world seems a little bit different than it did before.
Can I tell you something crazy, which is that I'm trying to find the lyrics to Tacky,
mm-hmm,
and it turned out that... he actually has I had loaded the wrong page because he has another song called Girl with the Tacky Tattoo.
And that's a parody?
I don't know. He's fucking terrible.
Swedish murder?
Something like that.
About rape and stuff?
Right now the page is loaded to a Zales ad that I can't get past. Why do all the lyrics pages have the worst pop-ups?
Well, that's a topic for another debate, Dave.
I'm sorry. Maybe we can edit this part out. I'm really just trying to... Okay, look. It might seem crazy wearing stripes with plaid. That's your opening line.
Yeah.
I Instagram every meal I've had. Yeah. I would argue that's not tag. Another problem with huge problem with Weird Al Yankovic is definition creep. He doesn't understand what words means, and there's nothing more terrible than insulting and misusing the English language. All my used liquor bottles are on display. We can go to see a show, but I'll make you pay. Again, that not tacky.
No, that's tacky.
That's bad etiquette. That's not tacky. That's the difference. Because I'm tacky. Wear my belt with suspenders and sandals with my socks. Real original ground he's treading there, the idea that people who wear socks with sandals are tacky.
Do you believe that all... Let me ask you something. Do you believe that all non-original comedy, like all comedy that's somewhat familiar, that is terrible?
No, obviously most comedy is derivative. It's impossible to like create comedy in a vacuum. Obviously, there's very little content that is both funny and 100% original. But the argument here is whether or not he's terrible. And he's terrible because not only is he not funny, he's also derivative. He's again, like this joke is tacky. It's tired, it's pedestrian, it's almost,
maybe that's part of the work.
It's almost public domain humor where it's like sandals with socks. It's dad humor.
Yeah,
and the idea that people would, it's
the warmest,
it's grandpa,
one of the
humor.
Warmest, most wonderful things in life is dad humor,
but it's not good.
It's not terrible.
It is terrible because Weird Al,
it's harmless
is
fun.
It's not harmless because it's teaching our children bad comedy and bad taste. And
let me stop you right there, because I think any of the people that you would point to as like comedy groundbreaking people would cite Weird Al as one of their important influences. Like, I'm just remembering now that I listened to Paul Scheer on Marc Maron. Will you agree that Paul Scheer is like a pretty funny, interesting?
I love
comedian?
Paul Scheer.
Okay, cool. He talked.
He
for
taught
a long
me.
Time.
He taught me improv comedy.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
interesting. He talked for a long time about his mom. His mom was going through like a religious thing, and she burned his Nature Trail to Hell record
because
it was on a list as being like a Satanist record, and he was like heartbroken because he loved that record so much.
Well, I understand that he was a child at the time.
Yeah, and he was loving it. And so, but you
people
just
love
tried to
bad
claim
things.
That like Weird Al's perverting the youth and teaching them bad comedy, when I'm citing example after example of guys who are learning their comedy from Weird Al. You
Paul
Scheer, Tim and Eric earlier. They love the guy.
Paul Scheer and Tim and Eric are very funny, despite the fact that Weird Al was an influence of theirs, not because Weird Al was an influence of theirs. There's very little.
How can you make a claim like that? That's absurd. How are you thinking
how can
that you can play God and separate what helped develop their comedy and what didn't? Weird Al was important to them when they were kids. Weird Al's a professional comedian. How can he not have been part of their comedy development? Even if nothing else, but to instruct them what not to do.
When I was a kid, I listened to bad music and I worshipped it. I thought it was, I had terrible taste in music. Over time, I got, I think, slightly better taste in music. I don't think I'm like, I don't listen to that much new music anymore.
What was the bad music you were listening to?
I listened to, like, whatever was on the radio. Like, I listened to, Skid Row or something, and I was super psyched about getting, I guess Boys to Men is, like, okay. But
Boys to Men, they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, aren't they? They're awesome.
I don't know. We're getting off topic. Wear my Ed Hardy shirt with fluorescent orange pants.
Yeah.
How many times have you heard people, we're at the point now where Ed Hardy is, it's hacky to point out how hacky Ed Hardy
Maybe
is.
You should make a parody of tacky called Hacky, where you take down Weird Al.
It would be terrible.
Because the whole premise of what Weird Al is doing is terrible.
I want to make a couple more quick points about why he's bad.
Sure.
His voice is very irritating, and he's not a good performer.
He's a tremendous performer. He's incredibly compelling as a performer. That's ridiculous. All his YouTube videos have probably been watched at least a million times.
The best thing about Weird Al is, I mean, you know but that doesn't mean that he's good just because his videos have been watched.
He's not terrible. It means he's
something
people like.
Oh, you know who else is a great performer? Is that kid who said Charlie bit my finger. You have to, it is worth, I don't care what you have to pay to get tickets to see Charlie bit my finger live.
This is a ludicrous argument.
You gotta cough up $3,000. It's worth it.
That kid is not terrible. That video is not terrible. Now, I'm not telling you to go see Weird Al. I'm not telling you to go see Charlie bit my finger kid at the Hollywood Bowl. All I'm saying is that both of them are not terrible.
I have some other points about Weird Al.
Go nuts.
The best thing about Weird Al, the reason people like Weird Al's songs, for the most part, is because he just rips off good songs. He's a cover artist. There's nothing there in Weird Al that is good.
Let me ask you this. Why is there only one? Why is there nobody else? Nobody else. There's only one Weird Al.
That's not true. There are people who do parodies of songs. And if you...
Why is he so far ahead of them? So far...
That's
not
true.
I mean, there's nobody who can even be compared to Weird Al in terms of popularity as a song parodist, right?
I totally disagree.
Now, you're arguing all over the place as usual. Half of the time you're saying song parody as an idea is terrible, which...
I've never said that.
Well, you're thinking...
And in fact, can I make a... What'd you say?
You're thinking...
You just accused me of thinking that song parodies.
Do you not think that?
Healy, first example that comes to mind, Adam Sandler on Weekend Update singing song parodies.
Those weren't parodies. Those were original songs.
No, you're wrong. Singing, he did original songs, but he also did parodies. He did song parody, like he would do the voice of, what's his name? Jesus Christ, I can't remember. Eddie Vedder. And he would do not only an impression of Eddie Vedder, but he would change the lyrics, he and his writers would, or the writers of SNL, in a funny way.
Okay.
And it was not only was the performance better, but the lyrics were better, the jokes were better.
I don't remember
and
that.
I'm
not talking about that anymore. Like, I'm still talking about Weird Al. He's still in our conversation.
I'm sorry, I thought you wanted to talk about song parodies in general because you thought that I was thinking that song parodies were bad as an art form.
Well, let's leave that behind. When a new Weird Al song comes out, the world stops. The world comes to a standstill. That happened when Tacky came out. You know it. Twitter stopped. So everyone could talk about Tacky.
Healy, the world came together on 9/11. That doesn't mean the two planes flying into buildings is good or even not terrible. It was terrible. You can't argue that just because people are paying attention to something that it makes it not terrible.
Well, the definition
people
of
came together. I'm sorry, I got to go on for a second.
Oh.
People came together and watched those videos. And most of the people that I know who judge or observe art and songs and jokes and comedy and performance in any way looked at each other and said, fuck, that was terrible. Why did I just watch this? I hate this.
Why did you watch it? Let me ask you that.
Well, I enjoy watching things that I don't like. And also I felt like Weird Al was becoming part of the public. You're right. People did stop and pay attention to it. His people or whoever, there was this smart thing where they released a video every day and it generated the number one album in the country.
Like a brilliant marketing move. People loved it. You know, everyone was talking about it. It's part of our conversation.
People didn't love it. Not everyone was talking about it. Again, even if people were talking about it, doesn't mean that it's not terrible. None of the things that you're saying actually are signifiers of things that are good. They're signifiers of things that...
No, what they're signifiers of is people enjoying Weird Al. That's what... People enjoy it. You can't argue that they don't, and because of that, he's not terrible. He brings joy and happiness to people.
He also brings anger and judgment and feelings of terribleness.
To a tiny minority of snobs.
I totally disagree, Healy. I think that if people were actually exposed to other song parodies in general, they would realize that Weird Al is an inferior parodist.
This is the tiresome argument of snobs everywhere. Ah, if we could only just bring everyone to the opera, they would stop listening to Nicki Minaj. That it's so exhausting and bad. Why can't we just concede that people like what they like in terms of comedy and music?
Healy,
they like Weird Al. He's not terrible.
How dare you? How dare you? In a home where I have a Nicki Minaj shower curtain proudly on display, how dare you compare Nicki Minaj to Weird Al Yankovic? Nicki Minaj is an artist. She's fantastic. She brings new ideas to the cultural landscape.
What
she's
are some
an
of the
excellent
ideas she's
performer.
Brought.
Asses are great.
The oldest idea in the world.
She brings it to us in a new way.
By sampling a song from 10 years ago?
Nicki Minaj is an inspiration to people. Nicki Minaj's musical quality is almost without peer. She has brought an original sense of flavor and an original voice to pop music. I have nothing against pop music. And Healy, I'm genuinely offended right now that you would compare Weird Al to Nicki Minaj, and I'm going to ask you to rescind that statement.
I absolutely will not, because I didn't make it. I didn't compare Nicki Minaj to Weird Al. What I compared your argument to is the snobs who put down popular entertainment like Weird Al.
My long track record of supporting pop music including that of Nicki Minaj, only strengthens my argument that Weird Al, who is popular, is terrible. Because I'm able to say that not all popular things are terrible. I have nothing. I'm not a snob when it comes to these things. I'm not against things that are popular just because they're popular. I saw Britney in Vegas. I love Nicki Minaj. I went to Tom Petty at the Forum. I had a fucking blast. I think it's time for closing arguments.
Okay.
Weird Al Yankovic is terrible. Read his lyrics and actually evaluate them. Listen to his voice and think about whether or not anyone else who is considered a popular singer has a better or worse voice than his. Watch his videos and look him in the eye and decide for yourself whether or not these are the eyes of a person who is totally, who has totally garnered more acclaim than he is worth. You can just watch it. Just play any Weird Al video and look at his eyes, and you can tell that he's in way over his head, and he knows it.
I think you should do exactly what Dave says. Look at Weird Al in the eye. Look at any one of those videos that he loved as a kid and that now seem a bit corny to you but are still good old-fashioned fun. And God bless him for keeping doing it. You know, the guy is a clown. He continues to be a clown. You may not like clowns. You may not be in the mood for clowns right now. But you can't deny that the guy is the number one comedy music clown in America by a country mile. And he achieved that success by being not terrible, by being energetic, by being warm, by being fun, by being funny, by doing great, interesting versions of these songs, by making interesting parody music that kids love and will continue to love. You're going to be listening to these songs with your children in years to come. You're going to put them on and be like, God damn it, if I don't enjoy Weird Al Yankovic.
Healy, and that concludes the debate, basically, but just as a quick coda, which of these songs do you recommend people listen to? Would you suggest Waffle King, which is in the style of Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer? Or maybe Taco Grande, which is a parody of Rico Suave? You're forcing laughs.
You can't tell me you're not laughing as you read these off.
Oh, maybe Pretty Fly for a Rabbi.
You're not enjoying that. You're smiling. Look at you. You're smiling. Why?
Because
what's that smile
so
about,
ridiculous,
buddy?
Oh, My Bologna?
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. That's his art. He makes something that is so ridiculous.
He doesn't. I don't think he thinks it's ridiculous. I think he thinks it's genuinely fun.
He calls himself Weird Al,
which is in itself a terrible name.
Weird Al's wonderful. You can vote by writing an email to greatdebates69@gmail.com, or by tweeting us, or by writing a comment in the Great Debates Instagram.
And don't forget that Weird Al also went on stage and performed immediately after both of his parents died in carbon monoxide poisoning.
A trooper.
Thanks for listening. Grande.